Stroke can happen to anyone, even a four-time Olympic gold medalist. We have on the line with us Olympic sprinter Michael Johnson and also stroke neurologist Dr. Carolyn Brockington to talk about stroke. The American Stroke Association has brought these two together to talk about this. Before we get to the doctor, Michael, welcome to the program. How are you doing these days?
I'm doing well. I am fully recovered. It's 8 months now since I suffered my stroke last August, and I am back to normal, back to my previous level of physical activity and doing all of the things that I used to do. So I'm very lucky and very fortunate.
As an athlete, you're very in tune to your body. You kind of obviously take well good care of it. Tell me a little bit about how this stroke came about for you.
Yeah, so since I retired in 2000 after the Sydney Olympics, I've maintained a good physical fitness regimen and train every day, work out 3-4 to 5 times a week, and maintain my weight, and I've always had a balanced and nutritious diet, and so I was doing all of the right things. And in fact, the day August 30th that I had my stroke, I was actually had just finished a workout, and it wasn't anything out of the ordinary, just a normal workout for about 30 minutes. And after I finished, a few minutes after I had finished, I started experiencing this strange sensation on my left side and my leg and my arm. I was having trouble with coordination on my left leg, lost coordination. I'd lost strength. I was experiencing some weakness. And then I also started experiencing some numbing sensation and tingling in my left arm. But surprising for me, given that I ultimately found that I was having a stroke, I didn't experience any pain or a real discomfort. So, I was very fortunate that I actually decided to go to the emergency room. And that was because I do know my body. I'm very in tune with my body, and I just felt that something wasn't right. And I've always valued my health, and I just wanted to, out of caution, I thought I'd go to the emergency room and find that, it's something minor and nothing major. But ultimately, getting to the emergency room, I found that that I had actually suffered a stroke deep in the right side of my brain. So in hindsight, it was absolutely the right thing to do to get to the emergency room quickly. But in having experienced that, it sort of dawned on me that many people probably wouldn't do that because it would be easy for someone in that situation to just sort of sleep it off or try to sleep it off and think, oh, well, I just completed a tough workout, so this is probably the result of that, and it'll get better. And that would have been the wrong thing to do because, for me, things went downhill very quickly from the time that I initially started experiencing those different strange sensations to the time that I got to the hospital. By the time I got to the hospital, I couldn't walk anymore and couldn't even put any weight on my left side.
Doctor, you understand, I know that FAST is that acronym for the face drooping, arm weakness, speech difficulty, and then time to call 911. So the sooner the better on treating something like this, right?
Absolutely. I mean, what Michael described is what we see with stroke all the time, that the symptoms begin suddenly because stroke means an injury to the brain from not enough blood getting to the brain. So once there's an interruption of blood to the brain, people develop symptoms. And in stroke treatment, we say time is brain because every moment, every second that goes by that the brain doesn't get enough blood flow, you have the potential for irreversible injury to the brain. So the faster you're able to get there, the faster we're able to make the diagnosis, the faster you're able to get the treatment and do well. So when you say act fast, that's why we want people to know that word. So that is some of the common symptoms we see with stroke. So F is for face. If your face is drooping, you might be having a stroke. A is for arms. You have to be able to outstretch your arms and keep them up. Or if your leg's not working, S is for speech. Sometimes people have garbled speech or even some problems with understanding what people are saying to them. And then T is for time, that we want people to call 911, which they will direct you to the closest hospital that has a team of specialists that can take care of stroke in terms of diagnosis and treatment. So act fast.
We're talking today about stroke awareness, and I guess in the world of celebrity, we've seen that recently with Luke Perry and then with John Singleton as well. These you hear about getting a stroke. You never know how serious a stroke can be. I guess it varies how people are affected by it, right?
Absolutely, because, you know, a stroke can injure or affect any part of the brain, so the severity of the stroke is influenced by a variety of factors, the region of the brain affected, whether you've had strokes before, age, other medical conditions. I think some of the highlights of what we've been hearing recently in the news is that a lot of the people that you talked about are younger in terms of strokes, and many people thought that, no, like strokes only occur when you get older. But actually, the truth is that strokes can occur at any age. So that's the importance of what we're discussing today, really to highlight the importance of understanding what the symptoms of stroke are, what the risk factors are, in addition to what to do if you're having a stroke, and also maybe more importantly, how to prevent one from happening.
Michael, what have you learned about stroke that you didn't know before that kind of made you sort of an ambassador, an advocate for this?
Yeah, well, one of the things is that's most important is I learned that, you know, you may not know when you're having a stroke. Yeah, I think most people feel because it, you know, stroke sort of is this connotation of, you know, you have this sudden, you know, effect on your body. Like, you know, people think when you have a heart attack that you're going to have this significant, you know, event that's going to have this feeling that, and you're going to be able to recognize it. It wasn't like that at all for me. It was very mild initially, but it was sudden. But it wasn't something that I recognized immediately as a stroke or something that I should call 911 or go to the emergency room. But I know now that the strokes don't really have sort of a buildup. It's a sudden event, and if not treated immediately, it could get significantly worse, and your best chances for recovery are recognizing the symptoms quickly and acting quickly and getting medical attention as quickly as possible. So that is an important message that I want to make sure that everyone knows. The other thing is, my immediate concern when I was told that I had suffered a stroke was, you know, will I be able to recover fully and get back to the healthy and active lifestyle that I've always enjoyed since my retirement from sports. And I know now that, you know, and I want people to understand that you can recover. And I was able to make a full recovery, and it was because of the fact that I got to the emergency room quickly and got medical attention quickly, because I got into physical therapy very quickly. And because I had the right attitude, a lot of which I did bring from my sports background of, you know, focus every day and diligence and a real commitment to the work that it's going to take for me to get back to full recovery and back to my previous level of activity. So that's very important, I think, for people to understand. And also, you know, I know now that I'm at significantly higher risk of stroke now that I've had one. And so I have to do even more. I feel I was already doing all of the right things to prevent the stroke the initial stroke that I had. You know, strokes can happen to anyone. Anyone can suffer from a stroke, regardless of age, regardless of your physical condition and what you're already doing. So I just now have to continue to keep the risk factors down by, continuing to be healthy and active and taking good care of myself and teaming up with my doctors and managing my health, taking my medications. I'm on an aspirin, a cholesterol statin, and a blood thinner, a high blood pressure medication as well, all recommended by my doctor. And so I have to continue to be diligent with all of that and continue to manage my health with my doctor.
Doctor, if people want to find out more about how to help people if they see someone having a stroke or what they need to do maybe in preparation or even afterwards, where's a good place to get some details?
Yes, the best place would be strokeassociation.org/strokemonth. So strokeassociation.org/strokemonth. They can find out what is a stroke, what to do if you're having a stroke, and the most importantly, how to prevent a stroke from occurring.
Dr. Carolyn Brockington, also Olympic sprinter Michael Johnson, thanks for sharing your story and getting the information out today. Appreciate it.
Thank you
for having us.